So you said, like, you were farming, like, your entire life. So how has it, like, changed from back then to now?
Technology is huge. I guess it's still family-owned, but it's become more employee and other employees involved. And size-wise, sizes of farms have really grown. Farms today have become more efficient, and you work more efficient than you did back in the 70s and 80s. And meaning you could feed a higher volume of cows with less labor. The labor end of it, because of technology, became easier and easier to handle and to manage with less and less manpower. Nowadays, when you look at investments, okay, nowadays you milk in milking parlors. The cost of this equipment, building a freestall setup with a parlor, you know, you're talking millions of dollars. Versus what you had years ago when I grew up, we had this small stanchion barn that was all paid for, you know, your grandpa inherited to my dad, whatever it was. The overhead wasn't there. Now the overhead is there because of the large scale, built up what you had to invest to build this farm to what you wanted to be. We did stanchion milking up to almost 4 years ago. We sold our cows about 4 years ago. Because we were starting to look at the scale of things. Our barn was deteriorating, and our stalls were too small for the animals that were being milked in there. Today's genetics have developed bigger animals, okay? We would have had to invest $100,000 to $150,000 to redo that barn to make these animals comfortable and make it practical to keep milking in it. So we decided to sell the cows, and we do more cash crop and more steers. We got into raising steers. We do 120 steers we raise out each year. So along with that was cost, but you grew more land. I mean, you got more crops, more acreage, so it took a bigger equipment to do that. So a lot of the small stuff, yeah, that. I mean, it was simple. Years ago, it was simple, that equipment. You could fix it yourself. Today, you can't touch a tractor because of the technology that's in it and circuitry and everything else.
Do you use GPS when doing planting and stuff like that? Is that?
We're starting to use it. We have it all available on our equipment. It is available.
And what does that exactly do?
It's basically it's considered like precision planting, where you go into a field, you punch it in, you map out the field, you drive around the outside of the field, okay? It downloads the parameters of that field, okay? And what it is it will go into auto steer. The tractor will actually drive itself. You set it, start on one end, and you hit a button, and that machine will stay within 2 inches of where you are from point to point to point down the field. Where before you were just driving it, and you would, you know, it would be erratic. It could be a foot off. It could be 16 inches off. But this, when you're planting corn, and the investment that you put into planting corn and growing those crops, now you got your corn rows just perfect all the way across that field. You may gain another 2 or 3 rows in this point to this point because of the precision of the GPS. It's amazing how close that stuff is. It just blows your mind, and it'll actually take into consideration slope of hills and stuff. It'll compensate for that, you know.
And so all your nutrients, your fertilizers, and all of that
get mapped. Yes,
they can be concentrated then more where your seeds are then.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.